Fiesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning there, Mike.
Stephen, I'm a little misty-eyed this morning.
It's probably allergy season.
Well, that too. That actually is true.
Yes.
But I'm misty-eyed because 5 years we've been doing this show, 5 years, and today, here during the holiday season, for the first time in... Did I say 5 years?
A couple of times.
You brought me a gift.
I did.
You did. Now
it was the least I could do. Literally.
Literally.
Literally. I'm a literalist.
Never heard of this, but Fentimans Cherry Cola.
Botanically brewed.
Yes.
Traditional cherry cola.
A very beautiful bottle.
Yes,
It's almost too pretty to drink.
That might be good advice that you're giving yourself. It does say upend before pouring.
Yes, so
not quite sure why.
Probably I hope it's safe to drink, but I'd rather have.
Fentimans was established in 1905. There's a wonderful story behind the company, which I don't know, but I'll find out for you.
I hope this wasn't produced in 1905.
That's out for debate.
Okay,
no, I don't think so.
Well, but you know what? You gave me the cherry cola, but Trey over there, what'd you give Trey?
Trey got the curious cola.
Trey,
mine's made with fermented ginger root. Okay.
That's right. Nothing but the best.
So what was your advice to Trey before he actually, slugged it on down?
Well, he hasn't yet. Actually, Trey and I were discussing before the show that it looks a little bit like a liquor bottle, so he might be able to kind of mask the label and kind of get away with putting it in his bar and making it look.
If we ever need a prop.
Exactly.
We can
on
use
the
it.
Show. Yes, for the YouTube channel that
exactly.
will soon be launching.
Exactly.
From Business Radio X.
So if you don't hear from us, Trey or myself, over the next couple of weeks, and
there's
going to
be a lawsuit
ill.
Against Fentimans, maybe we should have a lawyer on the show.
Yeah. So maybe I should hold off thanking you for the gift.
It's the least I could do, literally.
Well, thank you for doing the least you could do, Stephen. We've got some wonderful guests here in the studio. Joining us from Trusted Counsel is attorney John Monahan. And
Mark Arand.
Mark Arand. Yes, I phonetically spelt it out and still can't say it. Mark Arand is here with Dama Healthy Green Solutions.
It was the misty eyes from the Fentimans cherry cola.
No, that was the allergies. All right, we'll start with John. John, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're wondering what you walked into right now, didn't you?
Well, I have a little bit of experience from a prior visit to your show.
You were on a show called Gasowitz Wealth Matters, which is still on Business Radio X with an attorney firm called Gasowitz Frankel. You were on a couple years ago when we were in our old studio off Satellite Boulevard.
Absolutely. It was a blast.
And you came back. Now, after this, you might not come back, but it'll be a completely different experience. But this time, you had a roundtable discussion then. You talked about whatever topic it was.
Right.
Today, we're going to actually talk about you and your firm. So tell us about Trusted Counsel and what your firm does.
Thank you. Well, Trusted Counsel is a corporate and intellectual property law firm. So we focus on the legal needs of primarily middle market companies. We also represent some Fortune 500 companies. But what we try to do is we try to provide substantive, practical knowledge to businesses.
Great. How long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business since 2005.
Okay, talk about your background and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, so I've been in corporate law my whole life, and actually everybody at our firm, we don't do any litigation. We only focus on corporate law, and corporate law is really the needs of businesses. So a lot of people think about this. We're talking contracts, mergers and acquisitions, investments, things like that. My background is I went to law school at University of South Carolina, also completed my MBA there. After that, I knew that I wanted to go in and do some serious corporate and business law. So I came to Atlanta. You know, that's where all the business mm-hmm. in the Southeast is. And so I've been at Trusted Counsel since 2009, and I'm a partner there. We have four other partners and 10 employees.
I think when people think about corporate law, a lot of people think about, well, I got to talk to a lawyer about setting up my LLC. I got to talk to a lawyer about these contracts, and you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that, especially the small and medium-sized business owner that maybe has only been in business a few years, isn't thinking about why they would need some trusted counsel for some other things that are not your standard practices?
Right. Perfect question, because that is how a lot of people think of us. And certainly we provide those services. But those services are something that really starting a business in the typical sense can be as easy as going to the Secretary of State. So what we focus on is something that is a little bit higher end. So imagine that you're a business. At first, maybe you don't want to spend legal costs because you don't really have much of a business to protect. But as you grow and you start making money, you actually have something. And like anything in this world, you want to start spending some money to make sure that it's protected from outside forces. And also, you're thinking about scaling at that point. Your life gets harder. You're now, you know, we focus on businesses primarily in the $5 to $20 million range. That's what we consider middle market for revenues. But you're now getting employee issues, because now it's not just four of you in the office. It's 20 of you in the office. You need employee manuals. You have someone who needs to be terminated. You have a big contract with, you know, Home Depot here in town. These are all things. You've developed some intellectual property. These are all things that now you need to think, well, how am I going to protect that? How am I going to monetize it? And one day I want to sell this business, and what's the best way to do that?
If I'm one of those middle market companies doing $5 to $20 million a year, I wish. Then we'd be having more than
it
just cherry cola.
Wouldn't be Fentimans cherry cola that I'd be giving
exactly.
you, I tell you that.
If I'm one of those companies, how do you engage with those companies? Do they bring you on, okay, I just need you, and I reach out to you? Or is there a fee I pay you all year long, and you're kind of on staff per se, that I use you when I need you? How do you engage with your clients?
Right. Well, the answer with most attorneys is it depends, right?
That is a classic
right.
attorney answer.
You could never get a straight answer. Most times what happens is it starts off as a single engagement. We have to earn people's trust like anybody else, and they usually have a problem that they have encountered, which they're either they have no legal counsel, and so they get referred to us by maybe an accountant or someone else who in a position of trust. Or, you know, they have an attorney, but they've been a very general attorney that doesn't really focus on these sort of complex issues. So we take that issue on. It's normally an hourly engagement because it's usually pretty complex and we don't know how long it'll last. We certainly have some people that have monthly retainers mm-hmm. with us, and we work that way. And also for some things which we can easily predict what the price is going to be, we flat fee engagements.
We're speaking with John Monahan from Trusted Counsel here in the Atlanta area. And, John, I'm going to tell you something that I think you know, but just in case you don't, you're not the only law firm in the metro Atlanta area.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, you're working on that. But
right.
So
why don't you just tell them that there's no Santa Claus, my goodness.
And one of the things we said, we were talking off air, we were kind of asking about the name, and a lot of law firms use the many names of all the partners, and you guys went with a little bit of a branding in your name with Trusted Counsel. So that's one thing that makes you unique. What are some of the other things that makes your firm unique?
Right. I think that we are one of the few firms. We consider ourselves a boutique firm. And really, there's few firms in town that have the expertise that we have in the corporate matters, you know, primarily, let's say, venture capital, raising, financing, mergers, acquisitions, and just intellectual property protection and technology licensing. Normally, if you want that, you may have to go to a larger firm. that creates another set of complexities, because at a larger firm, perhaps they're looking at a much higher range. And so maybe your needs are not being met. Maybe you're not getting the type of client interface that you want with your attorney. You know, we really focus on having a relationship with our clients. And what we try to do is we try to be very practical and strategic, and we also try to teach them. That's one of our biggest goals that I think differentiates us, is we don't try to keep the law a secret or in a black box. We actually want our clients to learn what it is so that they can sort of help themselves, but also primarily spot issues and come to us when they need our help, but do what they can on their own when we're not needed.
John, I want to ask you to do a little education for that listener who, again, is in that middle market. They've used their attorney for a couple of things, but they're starting to scale. They're starting to their business is starting to change and be more profitable. And I want you to focus on the term intellectual property. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned that a few times, and I think some business owners might be like me. Now, most of them are smarter than me, but they might be like me and thinking, well, intellectual property, well, I don't have a patent. I don't have any kind of secret formula or anything that I got to protect. Go beyond just the obvious thing of intellectual property. What are some of the things that a business owner might not think is intellectual property that they need to be protecting?
Great question. One, I am going to, even though you said go beyond the obvious, I am going to do one obvious
one. You're allowed?
Because it turns out that it's not obvious, which is, if you help someone develop code, let's say someone develops a computer program for you and they are an independent contractor, that person, even if you pay them, owns the rights to that unless you have a written agreement saying that you own it. And I see this come up over and over again with people that are developing some technology for their company, or even, you know, it doesn't even apply to technology, websites, other things. And so that's one. The second thing on intellectual property is we're really talking about trademarks, trade secrets, copyrights, and patents. But a lot of people do not know that they can register their name. You know, they might think of it, but they should really think, well, what's our name? How can we protect this on a federal level? And then some other things people think about. The other day I had a furniture company that was thinking about patenting some designs. You know, that's something that someone might not consider. There are things, there's trade dress protection, in which, let's say, a bottle. This is not such a unique bottle, but the Coke bottle.
Right.
You can actually protect that under trade dress law so that nobody can make a Coke bottle that looks like the Coke bottle. So there are second level protections which are not obvious until you talk to someone who's knowledgeable in the trade, and then they can say, have you ever thought about protecting this and excluding everybody else from the market from using it? And that can be a great competitive advantage.
Great stuff, and just more reason why someone should have a conversation with you and seek you out. Trusted Counsel, John Monahan. For those that would like to find out more about your services, more about your firm, where can they go?
They can go to trusted, put in trusted-counsel.com, or email me at jmonahan@trusted-counsel.com. Monahan spelled M-O-N-A-H-O-N.
Great. I'm surprised people still say the W's when they give their websites. We get that all the time.
I'm embarrassed to do it.
Somebody needs to trademark the three W's, then they'd make a fortune off it.
Okay, if you say so. If you just
what do I know? I brought you Fentimans Cherry Cola today. So.
If we could just find a good trademark attorney somewhere.
I think we found
one. We did. John, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Mike, before we go on, I just want to remind you that even though it was the least I could do, the reason I brought you a Christmas gift is because I love working here at Business Radio X.
Yes. That was dramatic pause
that
there.
Was.
Let that sink in for a while, because I'm trying to figure out if you're serious or being sarcastic.
No. I do love working here. And love is also what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe, like Mike, you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
All right, Stephen, our next guest is Mark Arand with DEMA, Healthy Green Solutions. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Doing well. Glad to have you here. As you talk, I'm going to try some of this cherry cola. And then when the show's over, I'm going to go over there and make sure I turn us off the air because Trey has passed out because he drank some of that Curious cola.
Wrong.
No, not
thanks,
yet.
Trey.
Anyway, Mark, DEMA, Healthy Green Solutions. I'm looking at this cherry bottle right now here, and I'm thinking,
would you get
there's
into
probably
the
nothing
show?
Healthy
quit,
about this.
Quit being so
I
distracted.
I can't get into it.
Okay.
I am distracted. I want to know what's in that bottle. I want to drink
well,
it.
I want to know what Dama Healthy Green Solutions is.
Thank you for saving me, Steve.
Yeah, Mark, tell us all about it.
Oh, well, we are, I'm an independent dealer for Valara, which is a 35-year-old company that is specializes in high-tech, healthy living technologies with environmentally friendly green solution products specifically designed to meet the needs and problems of our customers, both at home and with their business.
All right. You just gave me a very broad term there. Specifically, what is it that you bring to the table?
Well, we have many years of experience in fresh air, water, laundry products, power products for your home to save on electricity. Those have all been designed by doctors, on staff, health scientists, engineers, and we do all the developing, research, testing in-house, and we have three manufacturing plants in the United States, so everything is made in America.
So for the typical, and let's say business leader who may be looking for something personally, maybe looking for something in their business, what are some of the first products that people usually kind of get their foot in the door to start working with Valara and Dama?
Our main product that's been around over 35 years is the Fresh Air Machine. And basically what that is it is a filterless system that sends millions of ionization oxidation particles out in the air, and it removes mold, bacteria, MRSA, staph, all the viruses, flu viruses, pet odors, smoke odors in the air and on the surfaces. And it does that with our patented Active Pure technology, and it's the same technology used by NASA in their space shuttles and space stations, because if you think about it, they're enclosed in a capsule with no air, so they have to have fresh air in to breathe and live in. And that's what we supply for homeowners and businesses.
That's obviously very important. Who do you find are most of your customers for that specific product? Are there folks that maybe have allergies and things like that? Who would usually be reaching out for that product?
Yes, anybody with allergies, asthma problems, any kind of breathing issues are big for us. Commercial-wise, doctor's offices, chiropractic offices, because it helps clean and sanitize the air even while you're working.
You mentioned water products. I'm imagining that's probably maybe the next biggest seller. Obviously, water is essential.
Yes.
What is unique or different about the water that you guys sell?
We have an energized alkaline water system with a disc technology, which is the latest technology. And basically, it hooks up to your tap water, and it changes your regular tap water into an alkaline, high pH water. And people don't realize all sodas, energy drinks, anything like that that's on the market is very acidic, and it dehydrates your body. An energized, alkaline, high hydration water raises the pH and your alkaline level, and it helps hydrate your body so you feel better, you have more energy. The other benefit, that this is science, cancer cells cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment, but they thrive in an acidic environment. And that's part of the reason why so many people have cancer and autoimmune disorders now, is because their immune system is not strong.
Great. I gave you Fentimans highly acidic cherry cola. Yeah, awesome.
I'm thinking that is the worst
really,
gift.
Really? Yeah.
You
it's not only
me.
The least, it's now the worst that I could have done.
You're making me very unhealthy. I'm going to have a follow-up conversation with Mark after the show.
So, and let me just ask this about the alkaline water. I believe I've come across products like this, but a lot of times it's sold in bottles. This connects to your tap. How long does it take for the water that you pour through your tap to convert to this, or instantaneous?
Instantaneous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it goes through a filtered process, mm-hmm. and then it does the energized process through the disc technology, and it gets rid of all the chemicals, so it gets rid of the chlorine and any other chemicals that are in your tap water, which there's a lot, and then it adds the alkaline water. And
I would imagine, like any filter system, you need to replace it and keep it updated.
Yeah, ours needs to be replaced about once a year. So it's very economical in that regards. And it goes through its own cleaning system about every week or so. And it takes a couple minutes just to filter through, and then it'll come back on.
Nice.
For those that are listening that you may have perked their ears about something you said, either about the air system or the water system, can you give us a rough idea of cost, of what something like that would cost?
Sure. The fresh air surround system for a home, and it'll do a 3,000-square-foot home.
Okay.
Is wow. $7.99. Okay. And then the water system will do is $21.99.
So the fresh and does the fresh air system have something that needs to be changed or updated periodically, quarterly, whatever?
It does get dusty, mm-hmm. and you have to do just a cleaning.
Oh, okay.
Of the fan and that, and all it is just washing everything off. There is some filters in the back of it just to protect what's inside of it.
Well, everybody has to change filters.
Right, and all you have to do is clean them and then put them back in, and it runs. And I've had mine for over 20 years.
I was going to ask one other line of products that you mentioned at the very beginning that kind of piqued my interest. You talked about power products.
Mm-hmm.
Break that down a little bit more.
We have a machine that hooks up to your electrical box, and it helps it as a whole home surge protection, but it also has the filtration system where it filters the noise out of your lines and makes your lines work better and quieter and helps extend the life of all the electric products that are hooked up to the unit.
Would that work also in a commercial setting?
Yes.
Business owner who owns
yes.
a building? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, I know. Where were you 2 years ago when you needed to hear Business Radio X?
Because Trey, his interest was piqued very much on that.
Yes, because sometimes you get that hum in the line, and we were we finally found something. I don't even know if we ever really fixed it.
I think we're going to introduce Mark Arand to the Sonesta, maybe.
You also mentioned Mark Laundry Pure.
Yes.
Which is a laundry detergent. What you know? No,
it's not a detergent. It is a machine, and it works the same way as the fresh air. It has the ionization oxidation process,
right?
And it sends millions of hydrogen peroxide bubbles into the washing machine and cleans and sanitizes the clothes without detergents and without hot water.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Magic bubbles.
We're looking at each other. Really? Now, you're still putting
no detergent in the laundry machine at all?
No.
And I'm guessing detergent's not always perfect to have some acidic. Is it highly acidic? Is that the issue?
No, detergents have chemicals in
chemicals,
them.
There you go.
And chemicals stay in your clothes. And you can put on a shirt after having it in a washing machine with detergents, and within 20 minutes, the chemicals leak into your cell system. Okay, and the other thing that is really neat is that with the Laundry Pure, it's great in septic tank systems because you're not putting chemicals into the septic system, which hurts the septic system. So it's clean, fresh water that goes back into the septic system, so you're helping the environment.
So again, and as you said when we first asked the question, you know, what do you do? You're everything is healthier, greener, cleaner. It's great.
It's healthy. It's green, and it's a solution.
Yes.
Maybe he should use that in his business name.
You might want to get with an attorney and get that patented. What you just said there. So how did you get to where you are today? How did you end up with Dayma?
Well, I had all kinds of allergies growing up as a kid. You know, I was on prescription medications, inhalers, nasal spray. I was allergic to everything, and I kept getting sick, even with all that stuff. And I kept looking for solutions, and I came across the fresh air about 22 years ago, and I tried it out, and within 5 days, I could tell the difference in my house. And I was feeling better, I was breathing better, and so I bought it, and then within within about a month, I was off of all my medications, and I haven't touched them since. I haven't been sick. I haven't had the flu. I haven't missed a day of work in over 20 years.
Wow. And I think you said at the very beginning of the interview, you kind of talked about the people who start working with you guys are people who have allergies or people who are suffering from various things and they see a solution. I would imagine part of your education is the people, and I'm one of these people, maybe I suffer occasionally from allergies, but it's like, it's not bad. I'm not taking any medication. I don't have any of this. I don't have any of that. But that doesn't mean that I still can't see a benefit from these products, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
And they help your pets, too. A perfect example is dogs. It helps get rid of parvo and kennel cough. So your pets even have a benefit from the fresh air being in your home.
Mark, I'm going to give a little marketing advice because you really buried the lead. That 30-second snippet you just said about you growing up with all the allergies, all the sicknesses, all the meds you were on, and then you found about this product, you tried it, and it changed your life. You're healthy. You haven't missed work in 20 years. Whenever anyone asks you what you do, you need to start with that story.
Yes.
And you may do that.
Yes,
maybe not today.
Do.
Okay. Yep. I was going to say that right there got my attention, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
As opposed to any other product or, okay, guys just selling products that I may or may not need. But that story right there, wow, that's a wow story right there.
Thank you.
So if you've ever struggled with stuff in your electrical system, Trey popped on that. If you've ever dealt with allergies, I popped on that. If you've ever had I have a son who deals with he has allergic reactions to stuff out of our washer and dryer. We've had to change our detergent. So you can get somebody to pop
right.
on almost anything.
Right. And then the big part that he also mentioned too, and people when they look to buy anything, they look at how much is it going to cost me now?
Right.
And the fact that, okay, wait a minute, I just invested here. I'm saving all these meds and everything else, doctor visits and
yep.
so forth.
Yep.
I mean, so that's pretty powerful stuff.
Ding, 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 ding.
So for those that now we've perked their ears a little bit, how can they find out more about all these wonderful products?
You can go to my website, www.
No.
Sorry, Mark.
Sorry.
I popped on
out.
That.
No www.
Sorry.
We're going to have a little buzzer, Trey. I'm talking to our producer now, and every time someone says www, we're going to hit that buzzer.
It needs to be wrong, right? Yeah, I get it. Okay, all right. Sorry. We're walking all over the lead. All right, everybody, let's let Mark try this.
So
okay. He's going to nail
wait,
it. This
take two. Mark, yeah. For those that would like to find out more about these wonderful products, where can they get that information?
Go to myvalara.com/MDArand, and my email is MDArand57@gmail.com.
Great. Mark, thank you for joining us.
And
thank
Valara
you.
Is spelled V-O-L-L-A-R-A.
Correct. Yes,
very
correct.
Because, you know, people are going to Google everything and check it all out. And
absolutely.
Before they probably reach out to Mark. So.
Please check that out before you check out Fentimin Soda. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. Again, a big thank you to our guest, Mark, with Dama Healthy Green Solutions, and John with Trusted Counsel. A reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want by going to going to businessradiox.com and selecting the Gwinnett Studio and then selecting this show, which is Gwinnett Business Radio. Not only can you listen to this show anytime you want, but all our previous 5 years worth of episodes, all 5 years when Steven never gave me a gift, all those shows are there on Business Radio X.
You told me once I gave you the gift of coming on this show and helping make it better.
Every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock when you are here, that's just a gift enough.
The gift that
keeps
drives me crazy.
No. So, and I hope you will gift me next week at this time as well.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, Mike.
So, anyway, thank you to our producer, Trey. Thank you to our listeners. Until next time, I can't wait to see what Steven brings to the studio next week. I'm Mike for Steven. This is Gwinnett Business Radio on
Business Radio
X.
Tommy.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!